This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, AM 860 The Answer, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now via the internet and satellite, and to the EMTs, the firefighters, the police, the hospital, any armor workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort. Thank you very much for keeping America free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working out there along the oil rigs around the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page. Jump in the chat room like a whole bunch of people are there, including George the Godfather. Good morning, George. And let's drift down over here, and we got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Where I want to start is after I got off the air yesterday, we had a terrorist attack, and that's what it's being called by the FBI, by a single individual at the Naval Air Station in Corpus Christi. Now, I've been to that base a few times, and I remember going in there, and thank God for the sharp thinking of the female security officer who he popped with two or three rounds and hit her in the vest and knocked her down. She had the wherewithal to lock down the gate so they could get this bird.
Well, they put up the ram gate, which stopped him. So he unleashed with several rounds. Uh-huh. She was treated. I think she's already been released from the hospital.
Yeah, that's my thinking too.
Uh-huh. She has been. So now, they have what they're calling a second suspect is possibly at large. Now, I don't know that the suspect, was in the vehicle. Doesn't sound like it. It just sounds like there's some other kind of connective tissue there with the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what the indications are. They're being very cautious about that kind of information that they're letting out, probably because they're looking for this second person.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so.
And he did have quite a few rounds of ammunition in his vehicle, which means he was there to do some serious harm.
Well, there was some thought. It took quite a while to kind of get into this thing because there was originally thought that he may have had a suicide vest or a suicide belt on him, so they had to go through all of that, machinations to bring in the robots and whatnot. Mm. So, It took a long time for this one to get out. I sat here yesterday morning and kind of watched this thing. They're not saying much, but that was the reason why, because they were thought that there was a suicide test.
Now, the president yesterday went to Michigan, and he went to the Ford plant, and he went into the assembly area where they were making, I believe, ventilators, and he wore his mask, and then when he came out, there was a little bit of a thing about, well, how come you wore your mask in and you're not wearing it out here and all that? But in the meantime, this Michigan attorney general chimed in, and here's what she had to say.
Attorney General, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You said right here on CNN that if President Trump doesn't wear a mask, You'll be asked not to return to any undisclosed facilities in your state. Is the president no longer welcome in Michigan?
Well, I will say, speaking on behalf of my department and my office, that's right. That's exactly right. I mean, today's events were extremely disappointing and yet totally predictable. And I will say that, you know, understanding, of course, that his own doctor, Dr. Fauci, his own medical expert, recommends the wearing of masks in public enclosed spaces. The CDC makes that recommendation. In Michigan, of course, now that is the law. And in fact, a court just upheld that, just upheld the governor's orders just hours ago. And even in Ford, it is their own policy. So the president is like a petulant child who refuses to follow the rules. And I have to say, this is no joke. I mean, you just reported that 93,000 people have died in the United States.
I'm going to stop it there because you mentioned Florida. And even in Florida. No, not even in Florida. It's not mandatory.
Well, she also said it's the law. Well, mm-hmm. It's actually not the law.
That's right.
Because it was done under an executive order. An executive order did not go through the Michigan legislature.
Yep, that's right. So as far as I'm concerned, and by the way, if I was the president, when I go to give that money, which he said he was going to give to the ravaged areas up around Midland, I would deliver that. I'd go there. I'd show up without a mask, and I'd dare her to say something again.
Okay.
I mean, he actually did. They actually did say something, somebody somewhere along the line, but maybe it's not fit for public consumption. I haven't vetted it yet. Who knows? But anyway, I mean, this is nuts. This is absolutely nuts that we got this stuff going on. Just my thought. What do I know?
All right.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to bide a little time here because when we come back, we got about 30 seconds before we go to the hard break. When we come back, you wrote an article about the Flynn case, but we did hear yesterday that the judge was given until June the 1st to render, to follow the order, if you will, of the D.C. Court of Appeals. And we'll get into the specifics about that because you wrote an interesting article. And we'll go from there. And here comes the music. That's all I was waiting on. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And remember, somebody wants to know the name. Her name was Dana Nessel. Dana Nessel, the Michigan Attorney General. Don't know if she's elected or not, but if she is, you can vote her out too next time around. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And let me tell you something. I've been taking a product called Ballast of Nature for about a month now. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. Because since I started taking this stuff, I've lost 23 pounds, number one. I'm not snacking at night anymore. I don't feel hungry because it used to be every time I'd walk by the candy machine in the break room over here, I'd wind up buying a candy bar, but I've stopped doing that. And for a limited time, you can find out what I know and save 35% too at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULTS, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, if you want to start feeling better, and you want to have the results that I've been having, or at least have an opportunity to, go to balanceofnature.com. I hate doing that when I pop the mic. Go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, the product code RESULT, at balanceofnature.com. And let me know how it works out for you because it's working for me. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, okay, again.
Good morning.
All right. General Michael Flynn. First of all, the judge has been given till the 1st of June to do what now?
Well, he is to respond to the writ of mandamus. He's not to decide on it. He essentially has to write his explanation on the request and what... almost like an anarchist brief. So, you know, that's kind of like right around the corner here. We'll see what he does.
Yeah.
But we're kind of happy with this, I would say, to try and move this thing along. So that was the order that came down, so I'm good with that.
Yeah. Now, In addition, you wrote an article about all of this, and you wrote a connection. We all know about the Russia thing, but you said there's a connection with Iran?
No, the article I was really writing is the story on the Russia collusion thing was concocted. I mean, we've established that.
Mm-hmm.
So what was really being covered up? What was it that they concocted, they orchestrated, they, meaning, you know, the Obama White House and the FBI and mm-hmm. you know, all these people. Why did they hone in on, you know, concoct a story on Russia? They had to be covering up something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I am arguing that they were really covering up the Iran deal and all of those pieces and parts, because Flynn would have, if he continued to be the national security advisor to Trump, he would have talked Trump into pulling out of the JCPOA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would begin to terminate part of the Obama legacy. Remember, there's a lot of things that went on during the Comprehensive Joint Plan of Action talks. There were side deals, and then there were side deals and side deals. And then we flew a bunch of money over there and cash and put it on pallets and, you know, the airport, tarmac. You remember all those kinds? So
yeah.
I think there's some other thing. And the Obama administration did not want Flynn in that mix. So that's the premise of this. Now, Lee Smith, who worked very closely with Devin Nunes
mm-hmm.
and wrote the book titled The Plot Against the President,
mm-hmm.
He argues that point. And when I saw that, it agreed with what had been in my gut, but he's smarter than I because he wrote the book. He worked with Devin Nunes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very long article, ladies and gentlemen. It's like 7,000 words. But I'm really setting up for you all of the things that went on during the Obama administration and then why they concocted the Russia story, which was obviously a fake story, and
yeah.
It was really about Iran.
Yeah. Now, we've got some new protests that have fired up over in Hong Kong. China is taking a real hard line over there right now. What's going on?
Well, the Beijing government, Chinese Communist Party, has introduced what would be a single slate of a judiciary or laws and law enforcement, which was exactly what the Hong Kong protesters have been about, not to do that, because Hong Kong had a 50-year agreement that they would operate autonomously with the Beijing government and not as part of the Beijing government. So this has got the United States and several other world leaders really angry, and we should be. So this is yet another situation where President Xi is not going to comply, or he's working to not comply with that agreement.
Now, we had our new Director of National Intelligence, John Ratliff, he was confirmed yesterday by the Senate. It was pretty much a party-line vote, 49-44.
Correct.
So where's that going to go? We're going to hit the ground running? Is that what we're planning on doing here?
It's already there. The most important person right now, I mean, certainly Rick Grenell's been getting a lot of credit for what he has declassified, but the person that's really very important in all of this that's not getting enough press is Kash Patel, because Kash Patel was assigned to Rick Grenell to go through everything that Rick Grenell is doing. So it's really, Kash Patel is really the engine. Now, he's the interesting guy because he's the one that worked with Devin Nunes and came up with the Nunes memo that exposed all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really the hero, but he's the silent hero in all of this. So there will be a transition period where they will hand this off to Ratcliffe and kind of bring him up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a very measured
playbook here between the Department of Justice, I would argue, the ODNI on where we're going from here. That certainly includes John Durham. So I would just say the Democrats need to be very cautious because, the power here right at this point and those that are sitting in the cap board seat are look to be like a well-oiled machine. They've got an interesting execution that they're going through right now.
Now, we've had the holy month going on, Ramadan, the first 3 weeks of it anyway, and the jihadists are out there just having a good old time because they've killed 584 people. They've injured 587 as of yesterday. Here we go again. Same old, same old.
Yeah, what got very little press yesterday or day before is that the Iraqi intelligence actually captured an Islamic State leader.
Yep.
Who was to be the point person to replace Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
That's right. And this guy's name is Abdul Nasser Kardash, I believe.
Correct. Yeah. So he has, I think they're saying captured, and I hope that's necessarily the case, and he hasn't been killed. So I think he's been captured. And so we don't know how or when that took place, but if for nothing else, a big hat tip to the Iraqi intelligence / Iraqi forces.
Now, it appears that the Republicans are escalating their probes into the Bidens and the Obama aides before the election. I don't have any problem with that. Obviously, we got things going on, Crossfire Hurricane. Lindsey Graham had a comment about that yesterday to reporters. It's kind of a hard interview to hear. You can hear Lindsey fine, but you can barely hear the reporters. But he had a lot to say about it.
The Democrats are just beside themselves with all of this because they're saying it's a political hit and the Senate should only be working on the response to the virus and blah, 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 blah. Well,
what are they doing?
Government, right. And, I don't see any proposed legislation coming out of any of the Democrats except that Kamala Harris proposed that, we have to, as far as hate speech, we can't call it the Wuhan virus or, the Kung Flu or any of that. So that's the only thing I've seen proposed that's worthy.
You mean the China virus? That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just called it that, didn't I?
we can't call it that, as far as you heard. But that's proposed legislation.
Yeah, well, we will. All right, I'll talk to you on the weekend show. Say hello.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Yep, it is the Chinese virus. Take that, Kamala Harris, and I don't care. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since coronavirus took hold in the U.S. has jumped to nearly 39 million, according to the Labor Department, even as states from coast to coast gradually reopen their economies and let people get back to work. More than 2.4 million people filed for unemployment last week in the wave of layoffs from the business shutdown that has brought the economy to its knees. The number of weekly applications has slowed for 7 straight weeks. And the continuing rise shows that even though all states have begun reopening over the past 3 weeks, and the outbreak is still damaging businesses and destroying jobs. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said over the weekend that U.S. unemployment could peak in May or June at 20 or 25%. Unemployment in April stood at 14.7%, a figure unmatched since the 1930s. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. We are you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We had Bo in studio yesterday and gave out some very interesting information. The classes are back up and moving again. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got a couple of campuses for you. They're going to tell you all about themselves right after, or I'm going to tell you about them right after this message. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you. They've got one up in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They've got another one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me, because, see, I'm in Tampa on the east side, and they're in Clearwater on the west side. Now, you can find out more about them and the great career path that you'll have with a tremendous starting salary by going to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. 2080 to find out more. Now, I've got some information here from a friend of mine, George, the Godfather, and they're going to be putting flags up in Bushnell at the National Cemetery on Sunday, and they're looking for any volunteers that want to help them. Now, they have some meeting points. First of all, at 8 a.m. at the Sale Inn at 6107 Broad Street in Brooksville. And then you can meet them at the cemetery at 9 a.m., the Florida National Cemetery, which is at 6502 Southwest 102nd Avenue in Bushnell. And all people are welcome. You don't have to be riding a motorcycle. You can show up in your car. Now, this is George, the Godfather, with Bikers for 45. He's the president, of course, of that organization. And they're looking for people that want to help get the flags out there. Now, they've only got 100 flags. But if you've got a veteran that is buried there and you want them honored with a flag, because this year the Florida National Cemetery is not providing flags for all the graves. So they've got 100 flags, and they will gladly put them on the graves of your loved ones if they're buried there. Now, there is a phone number you can call, and I'm going to give out the phone number. It's 718-664-8923. That's 718-664-8923. That's the number you can call and give them the names of the veteran, and they will obviously put that out there for you. They'll get a flag on your loved one's grave. So there you go. Now, the Army retention is starting to rise as the economy is slumping. More people are joining the military. Because that seems to be the way they think they're going to be able to do much better, especially the younger folks, and it's probably true. But recruiting hasn't seen a boom yet in all of this. However, as the U.S. unemployment rate starts to go up, there will be more people joining the military, I'm sure. Younger folks in particular that can't find work, and this is a great way for them to get a career, get training, too. Now, the U.S. Army has reactivated the V-Corps, a unit of 635 soldiers that will bring more command and control support to missions over in Europe. The service announced that one this week. And some soldiers now are authorized to wear the new Army Jungle Tab. The U.S. Army's finally approved an official tab for soldiers who sweat their way through jungle operations training courses. So they now have that tab they can wear. And the Army is preparing a color-coded system for commanders to implement as they look to loosen restrictions on their bases, according to internal documents obtained this week. Now, mirroring new guidelines released from the Pentagon, they're pretty much doing the same thing there as they change some of the rules and the regulations over as things start to open up. Now, the USS Ford, Gerald R. Ford, aircraft carrier maintenance is moving ahead of schedule. It's shrinking the to-do list right now after the shock trials of the aircraft carrier. Maintenance teams are working on the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford, and they're accomplishing about 30% more work than was planned during the imports period between underway testing and helping to reduce the amount of time the carrier would likely spend in repair after the full ship shock trials that are coming up next year, and it becomes fully available to be put out to sea and on station after that. In addition, the Vice Chief of the Air Force is cautiously optimistic about maintaining mission-capable rates through 2020, despite the COVID-19 pandemic, so says General Wilson. And the Air Force's B-1B Lancer bomber, it's about to make a move front and center into the U.S. military power projection mission in the Pacific as some of those aircraft are flying over to Guam. Now, if military leaders had properly studied the situation in Afghanistan and Iraq up front, the wars might have been more successful, says a Marine two-star general who oversees the service's training and educational command, after the Marines are now in the process of creating a new learning doctrine. Now, the Space Force is having a little bit of fun. Steve Carell, the movie actor who's playing the part of the Space Force's top officer in the new movie coming out. They've got his face at the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. They put it up there, and it's a joke, really, in uniform, in his Space Force uniform from the movie. We'll see how that works out and how long that stays there. By the way, a plan to keep 40,000 troops on coronavirus duty through July awaits the president's approval. And the Coast Guard Academy's largest and most diverse class graduated this week, starting their careers as new officers in the Coast Guard at an unprecedented time as the U.S. and much of the world continues to grapple with the coronavirus pandemic and its upheaval of daily lives. Congratulations and kudos to all those guys and gals that graduated. In addition, the House Armed Services Committee will host a private briefing on, well, actually, they are, yeah, on today, featuring representatives of both the Federal Communications Commission and the Defense Department, and discuss the ongoing fight over the Legato call, private Legato call with the FCC and defense officials. That was a whistleblower, too, by the way. Several National Guardsmen serving in Congress have blasted the White House for plans to have the end of the coronavirus response one day ahead of the minimum 90 days needed to qualify for a host of active duty benefits. By the way, Senator Tammy Duckworth, Democrat of Illinois, who is a veteran herself, combat wounded veteran, introduced a bill to extend the federal orders for National Guard troops deployed to combat the coronavirus pandemic so that they will have the opportunity to serve 90 days and attain more extensive benefits. And I think they deserved it with all the hard work they've done, and they should get it. That's my opinion. Now, the other thing is, the number of coronavirus deaths at Veterans Affairs hospitals continues to climb, even as the number of active cases among the department's patients continue to drop steadily. And former Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin criticized President Donald Trump's decision to take the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine for coronavirus prevention, saying it sends a dangerous message to the country. Well, I wish these people would stop that, because the product works, okay? The product works. And as a result of it working, all the more reason to take it. By the way, Memorial Day weekend typically serves as a kickoff for all the summer months ahead, yet this year it holds that spot on our calendar, but no matter where you are in this great country, the holiday weekend will not be normal this year. Whether you're somewhat back to normal, socializing or socially distancing or isolating at home, take some time to consider the ultimate sacrifice made by so many of the people of the nation we love. Consider the well of many who have paid the very high price, short of dying too. But it's not a day that we go out and salute those people that have served, and you'll see everybody with their hats and their shirts and some in uniform and this, that, and the other. It's a day we remember those that lost their lives. It's all about them. It's not about the living. It's about the dead. Remember that on Memorial Day, Monday, the 25th of May. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming in.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's our buddy Donna Fiducia, who is listening to us right now with her husband Don as they get ready to go out and take care of the horses because they live up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and they run the Double D Ranch right there in Carrollton. Listening to us on 1330 WLBB, a big hooah out there to everybody because they are just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by FunWellBaby.com. That's FunWellBaby.com. Go over there, check out their catalog, see what they have to offer. And if you use the product code MATT50, you'll get 50% off whatever you buy. How about that? FunWellBaby.com, 50% off. Use the product code MATT50. All right. Here he is, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, California's about to have an awakening, so to speak, because this weekend coming up, Memorial Day weekend, there's 1,200-plus pastors and churches that are going to open up in California and defy the governor's order. And I can't wait to see how that goes.
Yeah, good for them. I just need more of it, quite frankly. It's just not enough. We've got to really push all around the country. I'm glad to see that they're pushing back finally in California. Again, some of these governors in these blue states have lost their minds, especially in what they're going to do, what they're planning on doing with schools. They're all up in the air, you know, whether or not schools are going to go back in September. The kids need school. This distance learning thing is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It really is. Get them back in school, and they need to be back with their friends playing ball and playing whatever games they like and doing the things that they like to do. It's just, it's not healthy for them at all. I got three teenagers in my house, and, you know, they're getting all their work done, and they're doing their stuff, but, you know, I know it's bothering them. They need to get back.
Yeah, but are you being the professor of Wall Street here, or are you just letting them do their thing?
Well, they get their assignments and all of their work and everything that they have to do. And, you know, I get the emails making sure that their work is done and everything like that. But it's just not the same. It's not even close to being the same. And the reality is that these kids, and you take a look at the numbers and how well kids do with this disease and how, for the most part, it's not affected they are. They need to be back in school. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, the jobless claims came out yesterday, and another 2.4 million people filed for unemployment. This brings the total up to 38.6 million. It appears we might be at 40 million before all this is said and over with.
Oh, it might be worse than that, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And listen, you want to see that number continue? Keep federal unemployment going. And that people are not going to go back to work. There's a lot of stupidity flying around here. You had Mnuchin, you know, you mentioned the other day, Mnuchin saying, hey, you know, if people don't go back to work and take the job, they're taking that away. How is that going to work? How is that going to work? Are you going to actually have an employer turn their employee into the federal government saying, hey, I told so-and-so that their job is ready and they won't come back? That's going to happen. They're going to tell on them. The employee is going to be upset. They're going to go back to the job, and they're going to end up doing a lousy job because they're going to be ticked off at the employer. And your stuff's going to start going missing around the shop or the restaurant, whatever it may be. So some of these ideas that they propose are just ridiculous.
Yeah, or my thought just suddenly ran to, let's say the guy comes back, whoever it is, comes back sick and doesn't tell anybody because they're asymptomatic, and you wind up infecting the whole place.
Yeah, I mean that's another one too. So you're better off just paying people through July, whatever it is, and just saying that's it, and then almost making that another stimulus package. I don't know what to say because people are making that type of money, they're just going to wait until the end of July.
Yeah, and I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now the other thing is not to be forgotten about is, of course, Florida seems to be leading the way with what we're doing down here, and it's a good thing. You know, the warm temperatures that are about this week and the bright sunlight and all that, it's continuing to kill the virus, which it's doing. It's continuing to lower the numbers in the hospital, which it's doing, and things are looking good. So Universal, who is not just Universal Studios but also SeaWorld over in Orlando, they are targeting June 5th for the reopening of their Florida theme park. Now, that's a good thing, and Disney's right there along with them, and they're just waiting on the approval of the plans that they put forth to the state of Florida, and I think that's all going to come.
That's interesting. If they're planning on opening up, or I don't know how they're planning on opening up, I think that's great. I'm going to be down there, and would you say, what day was it? It was June, what, 5th?
5th.
Hey, I'd be interested in going. I don't care.
That's a Friday, by the way, so they'll be open for the first weekend of June.
Yeah, I no problem at all going. I'm going. I know American Red Snapper is open as of June 1st, and I'm going out fishing on June 7th for them, so I can't go June 7th, but hey, I'll go. I'll go. Kids would love to go.
Now, I just got sent a picture in the chat room of President Trump yesterday when he was in the factory wearing his mask. It's a black mask, and it's got Trump on the side of it, one of the Trump masks that I've seen out and about, and that's okay. And it just shows, when people say, well, how come you're not wearing the mask? Well, when he had to wear it where he was supposed to, he did.
Listen, everybody's going mask crazy. Do you not think that the president, for crying out loud, it gets tested all the time.
Every day.
I mean, it's the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. You think you're gonna catch coronavirus from the president? Come on! Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just stupid. It really is.
Yep, every day he's being tested. He said that yesterday in his interview that he did. Now, we have got some Democrats yesterday south of you in Philadelphia that got caught with their hands in a cookie jar because the Democrats were apparently, and I'm talking about the Democratic Party, were paying Pennsylvania election officials to stuff the ballot boxes in Philadelphia. They did it in 2014, 15, 16, and 17. And one of these birds, who was a management-type person, whatever, got caught and had to plead guilty because they had him with his hands in a cookie jar, and he's going to jail over that one. I mean, this is unbelievable. So to say there isn't any corruption or whatever in voting, they caught him in Philly.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's easy to do. But again, this is something that it degrades people's belief in the system, which is, I think, probably one of the worst things. And I don't think that the penalties for election fraud go far enough. That needs to be severe, much more severe than they are. Again, you're basically hurting people's faith in our entire system, and I think that needs to be penalized to a much higher degree.
Yeah, and then they found in the mail a bunch of absentee ballots from South Carolina in Maryland, and they never got delivered, and it's not even known whether or not the people were legit that they were delivering them to.
Yeah, again, I don't understand how it's so difficult for people to show up on one day, once a year, if there's an election that year, to go and vote. I mean, how difficult is that? I mean, growing up, I mean, we still do it this way where I live. You know, you go to the school, you go to the local library, and that's how it's done. I don't get it. It's not a difficult thing to do. If you really care that much about your vote, well, then you'll take the time out and you'll do it.
Now, I don't think you're coming down here to start hurricane season, but you will be here when it starts. And we just found out yesterday that we're in store for a very active season, and there's going to be some named storms, a little bit more than normal, it looks like, and one or two big-time storms that are going to hit either the Gulf or up the eastern seaboard. And that's all we don't need in the coronavirus thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, but again, it's based on what? Models.
That's right.
And
that's right.
How reliable are those models? Listen, probably not so much. Again,
50% of the time when in the hurricane season, 50%.
Yeah, I mean, they do the best that they can, but again, you don't know. That's just the reality is you can't control the weather.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can control this because we're coming up on the break. I want you to have yourself a great weekend up there, and pretty soon you'll be playing baseball and hockey and lacrosse and football and everything else. You'll be up there in the sports capital of the world.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, I'm not so sure. I hope that that's the case.
Well, then come down to Florida because they're inviting teams.
Yeah, well, you know, the first team sport that's coming back is lacrosse. And they're playing their entire season down at IMG, and that's starting in July.
That's Bradenton. All right, very good. I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. You'll hear his show all over the country this weekend. 250 stations. Been on the air for, 20 years. And he and I have been chasing each other ever since the beginning. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Night, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.